Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our world, so does the world. Across the U.S. economy, across the world economy. It starts with each of us allowing ourselves to be the divine vessel of peace, harmony, and prosperity, allowing grace to prevail. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 33. Believe in possibilities, always. Believe in possibilities, always. We often forget this. We get caught up in what's happening outside of us, and we forget to believe inside of us, to see things as they're meant to be, not as they are, to feel things as they're meant to be, not as they are. It's easy to believe when everything seems to be going your way, when everything seems up and positive. It's another thing to hold this level of conviction when things do not appear to be as you desire them to be. It's important to have the belief that everything is happening for your good. It's not happening to you. We live in a divine, organized universe filled with God's wisdom. There is order. It is not random. So anything you are experiencing is exactly right for you. Right for you at this point in time. Right for you for this lifetime. It is meant for your highest and best good. It's what you do with it that makes all the difference. And that depends on your belief. Your belief in knowing all is well. Your belief in having complete conviction all is well. Your belief that you are supported, your certainty that that is true. And when you have that place to come from, when you have that level of confidence, when you have that assuredness, you will act swiftly and effectively. You will act with that certainty, knowing God has a safety net underneath you, so to speak, so you can take that leap of faith, when nothing outside of you seems to match what you know it's to be. That leap of faith, for example, when I spoke to a client yesterday and she was telling me how she has been sought out for a major new position. For her, it's a big position. It would probably be over, well, a $8,000 increase, getting her pretty close to that six-figure income. But more importantly, it would align her with her true desires. The interesting thing is she forgot her true desires. She got caught up in the world and in her current job and her responsibilities as a relatively new mom for about 2 years now. And she almost forgot her dreams. And she said to me, "Do you really feel this is right for me?" And I listened on several levels. And I said, "You know, this is... remember what you want." And she hesitated. She said she had become, she realized as we spoke, rather complacent. She had mastered her current job. She came to understand the mentality of who she worked with. She found her way to find safe passage through all the ups and downs. So she was kind of guy sliding by, definitely working, putting the hours, doing good work, but she was on the edge of complacency and in getting caught up in that world and really almost forgot her higher dream. Her dream is to be a leader in the Latina community and to run for public office and probably be a state senator. That's her dream at age 32. And yet she almost forgot it, getting caught up in external life. And this opportunity that came to her, and she'll be having her third round of interviews today is an opportunity for her to reconnect with that higher belief, come back to have firm belief in who she is and what she is meant to do, to be unquestioning. When you go into that interview, at that point, you become unquestioning if it's really right for you. And I asked her to reflect on it yesterday as she reviewed the job responsibilities and answered their latest set of questions to really be sure this aligned with her, not to do it for the money, not to do it because it could be a stepping stone. Does this really line up with her values and her beliefs, what she holds true and real? Believe in the possibility. And you have that strong belief, the possibility comes to you. The key to move there more swiftly, as if you're constantly in the flow, you'll get there. But at what level? This notion of always is critical. Always is at all times, continuously. Now, she forgot her beliefs for a while. They got suppressed. They got moved aside. She got caught up in overwhelm. And then she got comfortable once she figured out how to get through the overwhelm. And she almost covered up those beliefs. And for whatever reason, I was guided to call her yesterday to reconnect after almost a year. Because, like, once you're in my sphere, you're there. And that was a pivotal day yesterday, because she was at a crossroads. And until we spoke, she had lost track of her beliefs, getting caught up in the everyday and this thing called survival. Believe in the possibilities, always. And you too will be in the flow of your divine grace. Things will come to you. Things will work out just right, better than you can imagine. And you will be moved forward, to realize your potential. That's what's possible. That inkling inside that you know, that truth, the surface now and then, when you allow yourself to truly listen to your higher voice, your intuition, and your angel speaking through you. That level of possibility, that innate nature, talent, gift that you have, is able to be revealed when you stay in this place of believing. Believing inside, what is true, regardless of the outside. You continuously hold the picture of this truth. I remember hearing about Sarah Hughes, the youngest winning gold medalist athlete in the winter sports for America. And she, at a young age, her parents discovered she'd had this thing for skating, ice skating. And they put out their trampoline right outside and gave her a platform at her home. Practice at a young age. So she must have been visualizing all the time, believing inside. She saw and pictured inside the outpouring of what was possible. Not believing, I'm too young, this is impossible. She believed it inside every time she jumped up and down. Every time she saw herself making those leaps inside. To believe as a child believes, is so critical. The child in you is still here, regardless of your age. I'm not talking about being childlike and childish in the sense of tantrums and neediness. I'm talking about that inner curiosity, holding the vision of what's real and expecting it to come true. Because in your world, it is true, and it's true right now. You picture it. You see it. You feel it. You play that whole vision. Do you remember being a child acting out all kinds of scenes. Anyways, that's what we did. Holding that belief and visualizing it in your mind. First, no matter what. Yes, you may live your life, but inside, you know and believe completely exactly where you're going. Even if you don't have the knowledge of the how, you do have the knowledge that it is true. And that's all you need. The absolute conviction, confidence, trust, assurance, it is true. And then the way, the how, will be revealed. And when you're so comfortable in harmony with this truth, you will simply flow when the next door opens and the next door opens and the next door opens. You'll notice it and you'll pass through it under grace. You know, the door is nearly always there for us. But if we're caught up in our mental head instead of our heart-centered truth, we miss it oftentimes. It's right there. But you see, when we're in our mental head, we're not in the now. We're in the past or we're in the future. And that past and that future that we're focusing on is usually not about how great things are. It's usually the opposite. We're remembering what didn't work, what didn't happen. We're anticipating what could happen, how bad it could get, instead of letting that all go and be here right now in the truth that resides inside of you, resonating with that truth, seeing and feeling that truth. And when this right new opportunity shows up, you're able to move swiftly. That's believing in the possibilities always. The word believe means confidence. It means faith. And what I love about when you break those words down, confidence means firm belief. You know, let me back up. Believe is to take as true, real. It's confidence. And faith as well. Confidence is a firm belief, as in unshakable, grounded. And faith is unquestioning. No second guessing. No hesitation. This is a level of belief we are asked to become one with. I know you're there now and then. I'm there too now and then. It's being in this energy field. 110% of the time. That's always, at all times, continuously. This is the request God is making of us today, to raise our awareness of our belief level and to know that what you know inside is true. Allow yourself to hold that vision, to hold that feeling, always. Trust. Have faith. Be a firm belief. With total confidence in God's gifts for you. Whatever that is, for each of us, it's different. When you are there, you know it. You feel so naturally high. There's such a peace and yet excitement at the same time in you. You feel one with it all, harmony and richness. You never, ever question that. Everything is more than enough. You are totally there. And therefore you receive more and more prosperity in all its forms. This is the gift waiting for each of us as we totally allow ourselves to be transformed from the inside out, starting with believing in possibilities always. Will you? Next time you hear your higher self speaking to you, that's your moment. Say yes now, so you will be open to receive. You hold this key. You hold this key for yourself and your world. Because when you are aligned with this belief in this possibility, your world changes. Your energy changes. And everyone around you will benefit from it. And as you benefit, so do we all. Because when you get down to the simplest level, everything is energy. And your vibration will raise the energy across all of humanity that much more. And as you raise yours, the next person raises theirs, and each of us raises our energy, our outer world transforms to this higher vibration. It's reflecting where you're at in peace, harmony, and prosperity. It takes on the energy and the outward formation of your inner energy. And when you believe in the possibilities, even before they show up, you have set that in motion. At some point, as if the veil is removed, the curtain parts, and the higher truth comes forth. And the energy is put into place with your willingness to say yes to that belief inside, coming forth from your higher self. Believe in possibilities always. Start today. Simply say, I believe. That's all you got to do. I believe. And when something else happens outside of you, not aligned with that, come inside, reconnect with the vision of the higher truth, and repeat, I believe. Feel it in your heart. Speak, feel, and act from higher belief. I believe with complete conviction, assured that God's truth for you is exactly here for you now. I believe. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, slow, gentle breaths. Allowing yourself become one with the energy of the universe. Feeling yourself being rocked back and forth, almost like a baby in a cradle, with gentle waves of love as you breathe in and allow yourself to drift ever so gently closer and closer to your heart center, knowing and feeling how safe I am, how loved I am, being rocked back and forth by the waves of the universe. Coming to rest inside, noticing the color all around you as if you've been transported to your inner cosmos, as if you're one with deep space inside. It's quiet, still. Filled with a certain vibration that you recognize. Vibration of peace and love, and you notice the lights, perhaps a color, green, blue, red, golden orange, purple. This is your heaven inside right now. One with the energy vibrating through you, feeding every cell and atom of your being with the energy of the life force now under grace. Feel that energy pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. Bringing peace and harmony and vital nutrition. Touching every part of you, stretching out to your fingertips and your toes and the top of your head. Feel I am one with God's love, light, perfect health, wealth, and happiness now. Noticing the light twinkling inside, breathing into this golden white light. And as you do, it may take on new shapes and forms, spiral, break into a million little pieces of gold dust. You are one with God's love and light. You are one with God's essence in you. You are one with the wisdom of the universe. You are one with all the right answers now under grace. You are one with pure divine love. Be here now. Feel this peace, knowing God is working all things out for your highest and best good now. Rest here, feeling assured all is well. Rest here, seeing and feeling yourself as a child of God, deserving and receiving infinite abundance now. whatever that means for you. See and feel yourself playing at your heart's desire now. The people, the place, the activities that light you up, bring you such joy. Be here now. Feel this love, this happiness, this peace, this harmony, this balance, this joy, this grace. Yes, dear one, you and God are one. Be free to be you now. God has your back. You are covered at all times. You are protected at all times. Be one with this truth. With this light, with this love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday lives, living from this knowingness, living from this inner truth. Speaking and acting from this place with absolute conviction and peace that you feel now. That certainty and safety that you feel now. Knowing God has you covered. God is rocking you, sending you one wave after another, a pure love essence, moving you on your path, your higher path, to fulfill God's will, your innate perfect talent, skill, and love now under grace. So as we began, we breathe long, slow, deep, gentle breaths, seeing and being one with the universe of God's love within you now. Becoming aware of this inner rocking, this flowing energy inside of you, as if you're being rocked back and forth in a cradle by God's waves of energy, assuring you you are safe and protected. Waking up now from the inside out, holding this truth, I am one with God. God and I are one. I believe I am that I am. Becoming aware of your physical body, your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart, breathe into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
As things are meant to be, of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy and love, believe in possibilities always. I am one with God's pure divine love. Let grace prevail, abracadabra, om.
Thank you. God bless. Namaste. Believe.